I have blacked this coat many times.
Well, you'd still say I have brought the coat.
Fine, fine. Okay. All right. Say that the coat, that this coat that you forgot won't fit this year, but last year it
fit
perfectly. Right, that's good. Okay, if your old clothes are worn out, you'd have to buy what?
New clothes.
Say that you have pockets in front in your pants, and you stuff things, a lot of things in your pockets. What does it make the pockets do?
Bulge out.
Okay, you're washing clothes, and you put a shirt in there, and you wash it in hot water, and when you take it out...
It's done shrunk.
Right. Say that it did it yesterday.
It shrank.
Okay, and it has done it.
It has shrunken.
Right. Thank you. That's good. Okay, when a girl goes out to a party and she's getting ready, what do you say she likes to do?
Primp.
Okay. Have you ever heard of dollar? Okay. What do you call the things that women carry to put their pocketbook in? I mean, their wallet in, or their makeup in their brush.
You know, I said it, pocketbook.
I did. I said it, didn't I? You caught me. Have you ever heard of calling it out?
Purse.
What do you wear around your wrist?
Well, wristwatch, bracelet.
Okay. Suppose you've got some pearls on your neck. What would you call them?
String of pearls.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt.
Anything else? What they used to wear back before they...
Suspenders.
All right. Have you ever heard them call anything else?
Galaxies.
Mm-hmm. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Have you ever heard it call anything else?
Parasol.
Do you think there's a difference between umbrella and parasol?
I don't think so.
Would you think parasol would be used when it's sunshine?
I think it's mundane and
feminine.
Feminine parasol. Mm-hmm.
A lot of women, I think back in the earlier times, used to use a parasol, you know, to keep the sun off of them.
Yeah, and then it would be, go with the outfit to have on.
Right. Mm-hmm. What's the last thing that you put on a bed? You know, you put on the sheets, and then you put on...
Bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then at the head of the bed?
Pillows.
Okay. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was as twice as long as the pillow, and it was round, usually?
No.
Yeah, you never heard it called a bolster?
Well, I've heard a bolster. I never used it.
Have you ever heard of something they put on the bed for warmth in the wintertime?
Blanket.
And women, women make them. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
No.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift bed that you'd put on the floor for children, like? Because they'd come over and visit and they'd...
Put out a pallet.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard it called anything else? A lodge or a shakedown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like we expect a big yield from the field because the soil is very...
Rich.
Okay. What would be another word for rich?
Well, fertile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the flat lowland along the stream is called what? It overflows in the spring and then plowed later?
The valley.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called lowland?
Oh, yeah.
What's low-lying grassland? We mentioned earlier about pasture. What would be low-lying grassland? A low piece running through it, maybe.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a meadow, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably not used as much here as it is in the north. What would you call this kind of land where it's just real marshy and it's boggy, it's got a lot of water and mosquitoes?
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Yeah, but I can't think of it right now.
Maybe a...